at Westminster Abbey. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Police arresting a man who stormed the Queen's coffin in Westminster Abbey. Fox's Amy Kellogg reports.
A person in Westminster Hall actually rushed the coffin. He ripped off the royal standard. He went to grab the coffin and in the process pushed aside a 7-year-old girl, which was really a shock because people have just been celebrating the dignity of these crowds and talking about the orderliness of the queues.
28-year-old Mohammed Khan will make a court appearance Monday. He is charged with a Public Order Act offense. The Queen's funeral taking place on Monday. President Biden and the First Lady will be attending it. Former President Trump at a rally in Youngstown, Ohio, Saturday, urging the crowd to vote for Republican candidates in the upcoming midterm elections.
You're going to elect an incredible slate of true American first Republicans up and down the ballot, and together we are going to end crazy Nancy Pelosi's political career once and for all.
The former president is backing Ohio Republican Senate candidate J.D. Vance, who is in a tight race with Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan. Weather forecasters saying that Tropical Storm Fiona is expected to become a hurricane before it reaches Puerto Rico. They say the projected rain levels will be historic and could potentially cause landslides, severe flooding, and power outages. It's expected to hit the island on Sunday afternoon. Democrat Massachusetts Congressman Jake Auchincloss giving his take on Florida Governor Ron DeSantis sending migrants to Martha's Vineyard this past week without warning on Fox News Live.
That's inappropriate and unacceptable. Massachusetts, as we have for 400 years, is going to welcome immigrants and refugees and help them build a life here.
Republicans say the influx of migrants at the border is overwhelming Border Patrol. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is calling for a debate over immigration with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Fox's Matt Finn has more.
California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom and Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis in another heated war of words.
So the governor of California sent a letter to the Department of Justice saying you need to prosecute Texas and Florida governors. And all I can say is I think his hair gel is interfering with his brain function.
That was DeSantis Friday responding to Newsom's letter to the Department of Justice asking for it to investigate DeSantis and Texas Governor Abbott for possible illegal activity, including kidnapping migrants.
Governor DeSantis recently sent a group of migrants to the liberal stronghold Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts. Meanwhile, California Republican Congressman Daryl Issa tells Fox Report with John Scott that Governor Newsom is clueless as to what's really going on at the border.
He lives in a cocoon of wealth and privilege, and he's missing the impact it's having to the migrant communities, the legal migrant communities around the country that can't handle this influx.
Chris Buescher finally winning his first NASCAR Cup Series after a 5-year drought.
Buescher became the 19th different Cup Series winner this year, which tied a NASCAR record set in 2001. Buescher took the checkered flag at the Bass Pro Shops night race in Bristol, Tennessee, his second career victory.
First Cup win for Fastenal for a Poise Bay race, so that's awesome. Just so special here at Bristol. I love this racetrack. I love the fans. I love every time we come here. It's so special to me.
Courtesy the USA Network, the win ended Buescher's 222-race victory drought. The playoff field was cut from 16 drivers down to 12. Gone from contention, Kevin Harvick, Kyle Busch, Tyler Reddick, and Austin Dillon.
That's Fox's Bob Mortally. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.